Soccer Cyclone!
Welcome in the Broncos. The Lady Lakers and Spartans are all winners and keep on dancing in the NCAA tournament while myself, Josh Hakala, and 60,000 others lose as the Fugees cancel their show the night before it all goes down. Hope you all are doing well on the third week in November. My name is Robert Kerr, and this is the Michigan Soccer Central Podcast, your somewhat weekly dip into the world's game being played right here in the great Lake State of Michigan. It's all NCAA soccer at the moment. They're talking individual awards in high school, and the professional leagues are all shuttered for the winter as about a week and a half ago, the Michigan Stars fell to Flower City Union in the NISA championship game up in a chilly Romeo, Michigan. And then, of course, Detroit City FC out in the second round of the USL championship quite some time ago now. But it's all about the college soccer, and we are talking to head coach of the men's side for Western Michigan Broncos, Chad Wiseman's on the program on the heels of the program's biggest ever win, going on the road in the second round of the NCAA tournament and beating Duke on the road. We talked to Coach about his incredible team, his superstar strikers, and what lays ahead as they take on Notre Dame in the Sweet 16 on Sunday. Be sure to check out at MI Soccer Central across all the social medias. You'll see the individual awards being given out to the high school standouts, as well as coverage of a variety of different things going on in the world of Michigan soccer, including a very interesting Midwest Premier League expansion team announcement. Really enjoyed that. So stick around. Head coach of the Western Michigan Broncos in the midst of the highest point in program history, perhaps? Well, check it out. Here's head coach Chad Wiseman here on the Michigan Soccer Central Podcast. Hello, very excited for our next segment here on the Michigan Soccer Central Podcast. Fresh off their second round NCAA overtime victory over Duke, I've got head coach of the Western Michigan Broncos, Chad Wiseman, on the line. Congrats, and thank you so much for joining us here, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Right, it's a great time for Bronco athletics and certainly Bronco soccer, and happy to be on the podcast today.
So we're talking on Monday. You had the victory yesterday, and you're already back in your office.
Yeah, so, you know, postseason provides some different opportunities to travel, and we got an administration that makes sure, you know, this experience is, you know, for the guys is the best that it can be. And, you know, we played at 1 o'clock against the Dukies yesterday. We're victorious and we celebrated, and we were back in Kalamazoo by 9 p.m. that night. So welcome to the world of charter flights, right? So that's pretty cool.
I guess that's getting used to how the other half live.
Yes, for sure.
So an incredible feat. You're on an incredible run. Let's focus on yesterday's win against Duke right off the bat. That was, from the notes I saw, their first home defeat. How were your Broncos able to give them that death knell here in the second round of the NCAA tournament?
Well, I mean, when you look at our team and our program over the last 2 years and gone into some really tough atmospheres on the road and have been victorious, right? You look at this year and going down and beat Missouri State on their home field, their first loss in 4.5 years inside the Missouri Valley Conference. I think that was a big step. Our opening trip out to Vermont, you know, playing an Elite 8 team from a year ago, and they're also in the Sweet 16 now, and it's our only loss on the season. That was a tough atmosphere. Traveling out from Vermont out to Salt Lake to play at America First Stadium against Utah Valley and Beckerman's side, and then going to Air Force afterwards, playing in two tough situations at altitude. We're road tested. Certainly going down to Duke was going to suggest some different challenges for us, for sure. But it wasn't any challenges that we didn't think that we could overcome. And on the day, I thought we were quite good and certainly deserved the victory.
How would you compare and contrast what Duke does well compared to what your Bronco does well?
Well, I mean, I think it was well documented leading into the game. It's well written and well spoken about that, you know, they had two very talented attacking players. Right? We have two very talented attacking players. So the game never felt like it was going to be a 1-0 game. You look at the job that we did on those guys, though, right? They got the ACC Offensive Player of the Year, and Jalen Shannon essentially shut him down. I don't even think he got a shot on goal. That's pretty impressive. And then you look at our guys. I mean, Dylan Singh gets the equalizer, and Charlie Sharp gets the game winner, right? And the 1-2 punch for the Broncos. It's also 1-2 punch in college athletics, right? Charlie Sharp is the leading point getter, and he's the leading goal scorer with 19 goals in all of college soccer with 16 teams left. And then second place is Dylan Singh, right? And they both are wearing the Bronco uniform. So it's definitely the most talented 1-2 punch that we've ever had in our program. And I think they're making a huge, huge argument right now nationally that they're the toughest 1-2 punch out there in college soccer.
So how was it? I mean, I guess burying the lead. Yeah, Charlie Sharp, high scorer in the land, plays for your side. How has he built himself into this? I mean, I think in his college career, I see that he's got like four, in the 40s of goals. He's got 19 or 20 this year. How were you able to get to him on the squad? And I mean, obviously he's been there for years, but was he that player when you got him? And what has he turned himself into? And what has kind of been the magic that has made him into a goal machine?
Yeah, well, there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, I think first and foremost, you know, recruiting wise, we want the best players in the state of Michigan to come right here to Kalamazoo. And when you look at some of our guys, Jalen Shannon, Dylan Singh, Charlie Sharp, the Hodgins twins, those are all Michigan boys, right? And they're all choosing to come here. Whether it's a combination of some of the other programs overlook those guys or don't value what those guys bring to the table. We have a certain type of athlete and soccer player that we look for here in Bronco Nation. And when we find them, I think they see the value of that too. And Charlie Sharp's one of those guys and certainly overlooked coming out of the youth days. And I think, you know, you look at players in our program, when they stay 4 years, they get better. Right? I don't think that's always the case if you look at other programs out there. And we've produced the most amount of pros that we ever have in the history of our program in the last 3 years. Right? And I think we're going to have some more produced after this season, too. And you know, I think we can foster an environment here in Kalamazoo that will allow players to get to their potential. And if they're talented enough to go to the next level, foster an environment to where they're going to be able to do that. But I think it has to go to the players, right? Like these guys, Charlie's the player that he is because he works so hard every single day. And he's an ultra competitor, man. Whether you're playing soccer, you're playing foosball in the lounge or playing cards, whatever it is, Charlie's trying to win. He's a winner and you see it every single day. He's looking for the edge out there on the field and everybody knows he's coming and they still can't stop him. And right now, he's just a cut above everybody else that we've seen in the college season. He believes in the characteristics of what we believe in as a program that you have to bring if you want to be successful, right? I mean, he's won a lot of games in his Bronco career, right? Look at the last 2 years. We won 33 games in 2 years. It's ridiculous. He's got a knack for the when the stage is set. Look what he's done in knockout soccer, right? He scored 4 goals in the Missouri Valley Championship. Right, 2 in each game. He scored 3 goals in the first round of the NCAA. And he scored the game winner in the second round of the NCAA at Duke, which no other player in the ACC is able to say that they got a game winner at Duke. Only Charlie Sharp can say that. He's got 4 consecutive game-winning goals, right? 7 on the season, tied for second in the nation. He's just a complete player, right? I think he's got to be up for the Herman. He's one of the best players, if not the best player in the entire nation. That's crazy. Right, it's crazy what's going on here, and we're certainly enjoying it. I mean, you talk about, you know, beating a team like Duke, that's got a national brand to it, right? No matter what sport you're playing, everybody can relate to beating a team like Duke, right? When you do us at the mid-major level here at Western Michigan, and just it's a sweet, sweet victory for sure. And, you know, when you look at it, it probably goes down as we were talking about this, but probably one of the top three victories of all time in Bronco soccer history.
That's incredible. And congratulations once again. And I know you're looking down the road, but to hang on yesterday's victory for a little while longer, the Broncos were actually down a goal. And then Dylan Singh gets the equalizer. What were your and your team's nerves feeling like there in that extra period?
Well, I don't think there's any nerves in this group. We're a very confident bunch, right? And we're confident because of how we prepare. There's not going to be too many things that we come up against that are going to strike any type of fear or nervousness in this group. I mean, we've got probably one of the most veteran teams in all of college soccer, and I think it shows its teeth almost every single day. We knew that it wasn't going to be a one-goal game, right? So we went down, and we felt like that was a soft goal. We pride ourselves on not giving up soft goals, and you know, maybe when you replay that, and we have now, it appears that it was a soft goal, and we're disappointed, and that's the way that we conceded. We talked about it at halftime, and we needed to get a little bit more on our front foot in the second half. We thought we could keep doing the exact same things we did in the first half. We create those same chances. We figured that we would get at least one of them to go in, and you know, we find that corner kick goal. And we're a handful to deal with on set pieces, and teams know it. And that kind of leads us into overtime. I think you got to give our goalkeeper Ethan there right before the end of regulation. He has to make a big, big save with 15 seconds. I think the ball's going in far post upper 90, and he gets his hand on it, tips it off the crossbar out of bounds, and into overtime we go. We got an experience with that, right? Last year, first round of the NCAA tournament down at Louisville, we go into overtime, and Chuck scored 3-4 minutes into that, and we found that victory and did the same thing yesterday. There's a lot of belief in us. You know, when you look at the two teams going into overtime, there's one team full of adrenaline, full of enthusiasm, and there's one team that probably didn't look the same as that. And that's just who we are. It's hard to deal with us because we don't shut off. Right? We don't shut off. I mean, college athletics, in my opinion, is full of enthusiasm and energy and, you know, pride for your institution. And you got to be able to put that into the game. And we're really good at doing that, right? We're really good at doing that. And I think it causes other teams, you know, some issues.
So an experienced team, full of confidence, hard at any weight, but throwing some talent and some very bought in players from the sound of it. You said that you're a very veteran team and the players have been improving. And that's not always the case when a player stays around for 4 years. So what is happening, you know, behind the scenes? What are you doing different than maybe some other programs? Is it like a different balance of training to games, or what do you credit that to?
Well, I can't speak on other programs, but I can speak on ours. I mean, I think you got to give a lot of credit to Coach Lyons. Right? He works with our forwards every single day. We're leading the nation with the top two forwards, right? And I think the work that he does with those guys and the functional training aspect, they really respond well to. I think you got to look at Coach Haynes, right? He works with our back line a whole lot. I mean, last year we had the number one defense in the entire nation. We conceded 10 goals the entire year. This year, we're right back in there in the top 10. Now, we got talented players. There's no doubt about that. And you can't have that type of success if you don't have talented players. But I think Coach Haynes has done a remarkable job and since joining our staff last year with our back line. And then you look, I think we've been very, very successful in the transfer portal, right? We bring 2 4-year players from Michigan State over here. And Nick Stone and Will Perkins to help us in the back line to fill holes from, you know, MLS draftee Daniel Nimick and Hunter Morris and Cole, right? Like we lost 2 huge pieces, right? We kind of have a philosophy within our program. You know, we don't rebuild, we reload. And that's exactly what we did. We reloaded with bringing some Broncos back for their extra COVID year, going to the portal and grabbing a couple guys, but also bringing in some talented freshmen too. It's a good combination and a good mix. And I think it took us a little while to get all that to gel together. But I mean, listen, we're in the mix of a 20 match unbeaten streak, right? 20 match. I mean, we have the longest win streak in the nation right now, I believe, right? It's just a lot of positives going on. And most of the credit has to go to the players, right? But when you ask me those questions, I'm not sure. You got to surround yourself with good people, right? We got some excellent coaches on our staff. We got some excellent administrators on our staff, that are bought all in, right? Like, if you're only going to be one toe in or one foot in, one foot out with the Broncos soccer program, you're not going to be around us, right? We won't let you. You want to be all in and be consistent with that, whatever area that looks like. And we got time for that. There's a lot of ways to be successful. There's a lot of ways to find failure, right? I think the most probably impressive thing about what's going on with Broncos soccer right now is we know exactly who we are. And we don't pretend to be anybody different. We just want to continue to try to be the best version of who we are each and every day. And we're certainly having a lot of fun doing it right now. Right? But the smiles I see on these guys' faces and some of these grad students that transferred into us or transferred into us for this very reason right here. I tip your hat to our leadership, J.R. Robinson, left back. I think he's one of the most talented left backs in the nation. Going into yesterday's match, he was leading the entire nation in assists. You look at Charlie Sharp, I think it's been well documented there, and Dylan Singh. I mean, those are our three captains, and those guys are leading the charge right now, and the guys are following them. Having a lot of fun doing it. Certainly, we're going to have a really, really good match coming up here with Notre Dame.
It was a heck of a sports afternoon yesterday for Michigan football lovers. I myself, and I know at least a couple others, had the Lions and the Western game going side by side on dual screens. Both teams turning it around and getting those sweet, sweet victories. How has the reception been? We talked about this time last year when you were on a similar postseason run, and you said that the players were feeling some love. How has it been, the reception in Kalamazoo for you guys?
Kalamazoo and Broncos support has been phenomenal. I mean, at one point in the game yesterday down at Duke, the whole stands was chanting, "Let's go Broncos," right? And they were dominating the Duke voices. And, our staff kind of took a peek over our shoulder and been like, "You hear what's going on right now? We're down here in, North Carolina country, Duke country, and the Broncos have taken over the stands." It was a pretty special moment. So that's been great. And listen, man, we believe to our core that we should have been a top 16 seed the NCAA tournament. You look at the NCAA selection committee, I think consecutive years they've been sleeping on us. I don't know why. I mean, since the Sweet 16 last year, we've lost one game to a team that was in the Elite Eight, to a team that's in the Sweet 16 right now on the road. We got four top 25 victories. They can keep sleeping on us, and we'll keep doing what we do. But we were pretty disappointed to have to play that game down in Duke. It's not no disrespect to Duke. They had a great season, and maybe they're it's valid that they have a top 16 seed, but I'm talking more about the Broncos. I mean, we deserve to be at home. They didn't grant us that. I think you upset the wrong bunch of guys. I think that was shown yesterday.
The apple cart has been turned, but your Broncos obviously went down to the land of Duke and took care of business. The next road trip, though, on Sunday, you guys take on Notre Dame. Not quite as far of a trip this time.
Oh, I mean, we're going to have Thanksgiving together again. I still have a page out of Coach Yeagley's book from Indiana. He would always say, if we're spending Thanksgiving together as a team, then we had a good season, right? And this is the second consecutive year that we're going to spend Thanksgiving together as a team. And we're pretty happy about that. Very thankful for that, for sure. But yeah, navigating down to South Bend is going to be a lot easier than traveling out west like we did a year ago.
Yeah, out west, was it Portland State, right?
Yeah, it was down. We went out to Portland last year, correct?
Definitely a lot closer, just a little bit of a drive. Hopefully you get as much support, if not more, on Sunday. So your opponents, obviously Sweet 16, Notre Dame. What kind of do you guys have any history against them, and what are you expecting?
No, we don't have any recent history as far as matches. We're certainly familiar with them. I mean, they're one of, if not the, number one team in the entire nation through the regular season. They had a phenomenal regular season. They won the ACC regular season championship. They're certainly battle tested, right? Coach Riley does a really good job down there. They got some really talented players, and it's going to be a tough, tough task. But, I mean, it wouldn't matter who you're playing at this point. It's going to be a tough, tough task, right? And we like our chances going down there. We're going to have to, you know, study up on them a little bit more over the course of this next week and continue to get ourselves physically and mentally ready. But I would anticipate there'll be a bunch of Bronco Nation that makes its way to South Bend for that 5 p.m. kickoff on Sunday.
Yeah, that should be a fantastic matchup, and all the best. And myself, everyone Michigan Soccer Central, I'm sure the greater Michigan soccer community are rooting for you. 5 o'clock, Notre Dame, Western Michigan, taking them on, looking to go one step farther in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, this is we've been to the Sweet 16 now. This is the third time in the last 6 years. So this isn't something new to us, but what we're going to try to do is get to a level in the tournament that this program has never been to. And so, you know, we got to win this game. That's the only way to do it. Right? We got to win this game. And, we certainly go in with a lot of confidence. We have a lot of respect for Notre Dame. They certainly demand that. But I like our chances against anybody in the nation right now. And when you've got the team that we have, we're definitely going to go down there with a big fight and try to take it to the Irish.
You said that win against Duke yesterday was probably the number one win. Would a possible victory against Notre Dame surpass that a week later?
I think you would say yes to that answer, right? Like, when you get an opportunity to punch a ticket to the Elite Eight, which the winner of this game is going to, for our program, we've never been there, right? So anytime you can kind of check a box where you've never been, I think that's going to mean a lot for your program. So we got two teams, though, that fully expect to win on the day. And I think what that's going to create is one heck of a college soccer match that spectators on both sides are going to enjoy. Midwest, late November game on Thanksgiving weekend. It's got all the makings for what I think is going to be an unbelievable match.
Sounds like it's going to be awesome. And Coach Chad Wiseman, leader of the Western Michigan Broncos men's soccer team, taking on Notre Dame in the Sweet 16, 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. All the best, and thank you for joining us here on the program.
Thanks for having me. Go Broncos.
So much to head coach Chad Wiseman for joining the Michigan Soccer Central podcast this week. Thank you, listener, for tuning in to the program. Much appreciated, of course. Thank you to Jenny Hajnaki for editing the program as always. And big tip of the cap to the Michigan Soccer Central core team. Without you guys, this show just does not go. So until next time, everybody, have a happy Thanksgiving. And please, enjoy your soccer. Broncos.